Site Safety, Derek Canteen. Questions for Derek?
You're new, but you're a Bearcat. How does this hurt? Because it hurts a lot of people that watched.
You know, something like this is very painful. Just going into a week, you know, preparing, putting so much into it, coaches, players, everyone, people playing their hearts out, to come up short, and especially like that, you know, that it really hurts.
Coming up short at home, which was so often all off season, protect the nip, take care of home field. How do you flip the page forward getting ready for Miami?
You know, the one thing I will say about this team, you know, going in the locker room, for me, it was a big test. You know, I wanted to see kind of where the guys were, where the heads at. Also, as a leader, you know, picking guys up. But, you know, I would say, honestly, it was a lot of positive encouragement. You know, guys stepping up, guys leading, guys, you know, saying we're good. You know, keep your heads up. You know, that's hard to do. Again, going back to, you know, how it ended, you know, with them coming back, you know, and with the pain and stuff like that, you know, a lot of emotion sometimes come up. But, you know, I think our team did a great job of just picking each other up and having each other's back.
Was there a specific player or message that really stood out when you said there was all that positivity? If so, who was it from and what was it?
I'll just say collectively, from the top down, you know, Coach Sack came in, different guys spoke, you know, DCs, OCs spoke, just everyone just having each other's back, even young guys, you know, just a real positive message. And I feel like, again, in a time like this when there's so much emotion, you know, that's very important.
Pitt goes 22 unanswered points to take the lead. When you're on defense and that just continues happening, you're not getting support from the offense. Are you guys just pushing, or are you playing maybe too hard, focusing too hard? Like, what was going on to allow them to score so much?
You know, first of all, I would say give credit to Pitt. You know, they had a great scheme, you know, in the second half. And defensively, you know, we just want to do our jobs. You know, no matter the situation, no matter if we're up, if we're down, if it's a tie, you know, our job is to go out there and make stops. You know, our offense did a great job. And in all three phases, offense, defense, special team, there's always room for improvement. But, you know, specifically defense, you know, regardless of the situation, we want to go out and do our job. And we just came a little short today.
Desmond Reed had a big game, and then they obviously had 234 yards in the fourth quarter. What were the adjustments that you saw from them that allowed them to get him going?
Again, you know, I feel like, you know, they had a great scheme in the second half. Just all together, you know, not just him, but, you know, just the entire Pitt team. You know, they came out in the second half with a chip on their shoulder, and you could tell they believed in themselves. They took the momentum and they ran with it, and that's something that, you know, as a team we have to do. Like, as soon as they get the momentum, we have to, you know, do our best to stop that and flip it. You know, with this game of football, it's momentum is huge, and I feel like that's something that they ran with, and they did a good job of that.